Let's talk about your dad growing up in South Buffalo. What about his brothers and sisters? Did he have many?
Yes, he had six brothers and sisters, one other brother who was not athletic at all. They were a very poor family. My father is the first spawn to ever own a car. And I think that my grandfather was a wallpaper salesman. One of the things that Dad told me early on was that they used to put newspaper or paper bags in their shoes to cover up holes walking to school and back. He said you never wanted to be the last one in line for dinner, and that they ate meat on Sunday once a week, and the rest was potatoes and vegetables.
Living in a house or apartment?
A house.
Do you know if Warren's father, Ed, your grandfather, was a teacher of baseball to Warren?
He was. He was a teacher, a driving force. He insisted that Dad play baseball. He loved baseball. He was a baseball player, a frustrated amateur himself. And in fact, they played on a city league that was like a sandlot team, and Dad and his father played on the same team together for a little
what
while.
What fun that was.
Yeah.
So isn't this interesting? A devoted father who understood the game, and he just happened to have a child who was exceptionally talented.
Right.
Who knows, Warren probably would have gone on to win even if his father wasn't interested, because he had the interest. But the combination, obviously, gave him a head start.
Right.
Did your father always want to pitch?
No. That's an interesting story. Dad wanted to play every day. He didn't want to play every third or fourth or fifth day. He liked first base, and Dad could hit. I mean, he still holds the record for home runs by a National League pitcher. He wanted to become a first baseman, but there was an all-city first baseman on the team on South Park High School, so they didn't want to put him there. They wanted to try him at pitching, and the rest is just an amazing story.
Buffalo was quite a baseball town, wasn't
yes.
it? And so I suppose your dad and his dad would go to watch the Buffalo
Bison. I think it was Bison.
The Buffalo Bison, is that true? Your dad would play, obviously, in midget teams, I suppose.
Yes.
Early on.
Yes.
So that's how he got started.
Right.
And he would play on the local teams, maybe several of them?
Yes. He played every day that it was allowed in Buffalo because of the weather. It's kind of a short baseball season. But he played baseball constantly. He played a little bit of football in high school, but baseball with the emphasis.
Then I believe Ed, your grandfather, died in 1976.
Right.
What do you remember about that?
I just remember going to the funeral with Dad in Buffalo, and it was so cold. I remember them scraping the place for the burial site, and there was green grass underneath it, which just threw me for a loop. I never realized that that was so different than down here.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
Is that probably one of the reasons you were treated special, do you think?
Probably, yeah. I think my dad was very proud of me at an early age. He always wanted to have a son, and here I came.
And the fact that you liked baseball
right.
and wanted to be around it.
Right.
It wasn't a chore to get you to come to any of this.
Yes.
Right.